From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama kicking off a four-nation tour of Asia sees big opportunities in India. In Mumbai today, he announced $10 billion in trade deals he says will help create tens of thousands of jobs in the U.S. The president visited a memorial for the victims of the terrorist attack in Mumbai 2 years ago. And NPR's Corey Flintoff reports Mr. Obama also met privately with relatives of the victims.
The president and his entourage are staying at the Taj Mahal Hotel, one of the primary targets of the attackers who killed 166 people. Mr. Obama said the visit was intended to make the point that the United States and India are united against terrorism. Later in the day, the president spoke to business leaders and announced new trade deals between the U.S. and India. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Mumbai.
First Lady Michelle Obama talked about the importance of education while visiting disadvantaged children at the University of Mumbai today. The First Lady also kicked off her shoes and joined in on a game of vocabulary-building hopscotch. A rising GOP star delivered the Republican media address today. Florida Senator-elect Marco Rubio said his party will not squander the votes it received on Tuesday.
We will put forward bold ideas and have the courage to fight for them. This means preventing a massive tax increase scheduled to hit every American taxpayer at the end of the year. It means repealing and replacing the disastrous health care bill. It means simplifying our tax code and tackling a debt that is pushing us to the brink.
Rubio said the election outcome shows the public demands change. Wealthy Medicare recipients will see their premiums rise next year. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, most seniors won't see any change and many will get new benefits and overall savings from the new health reform law.
The premium for Part B, the optional program that covers doctor and outpatient costs, will rise by just under $5 a month starting in January to $115.40. But more than 70% of Medicare enrollees won't feel that increase. They'll continue to pay just under $100 a month for Part B because for the second straight year, they won't be getting a cost of living increase under Social Security. Meanwhile, Medicare officials say new benefits and reduced fraud attributable to the new health law will save seniors an estimated $3,500 over the next decade. Those with very high drug costs could save even more because the law fills in the existing gap in Medicare's prescription drug benefit. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A heads up to customers of the banking and insurance company USAA. Officials are looking into an email scam said to involve phishing, which tries to get customers to go to a bogus website to give up their personal information. From Washington, this is NPR. A jury deliberating the death penalty for a man convicted of killing a Connecticut woman and her two daughters today asked to rehear some psychiatric testimony. Dr. Eric Goldsmith had testified for the defense that Stephen Hayes went into a rage when another man accused in the crime falsely told Hayes he killed the girls. The backlash over the election of the Episcopal Church's first openly gay bishop has apparently taken a toll on Gene Robinson. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports he will retire in 2 years.
Robinson told fellow Episcopalians at the diocese's convention that to everything there is a season. He said he loved being their bishop for the past 7 years, but those years have taken their toll. He said that he's received death threats, and the controversy has been, quote, a constant strain, not just on himself, but on his husband, Mark. He said his health is great, he's been sober for 5 years, and he plans to spend the next 2 years with, as he put it, all burners on. Robinson's election in 2003 caused an uproar among some in the Episcopal Church. Conservatives said that elevating an openly gay man to bishop defied the Bible and the passages that condemn homosexuality. Many of those churches have left the Episcopal Church and are now affiliated with conservative provinces in Africa. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The Marines are looking for a few good men, but the new commandant of the Corps still doesn't want to know their personal business. General James Amos says now's not the time to do away with the don't ask, don't tell policy on gays in the military. He said allowing gays to serve openly could have a negative impact on combat readiness. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support